Aeneas, we're down here for Super Bowl. And Aeneas Williams, I got to tell you, you know, Jack Tatum, Ronnie Lott, you, probably the three most feared backs in NFL of all time?
Oh, those are gracious words. Now, there's some guys that, when it comes down to intimidation, there are a few more I'll put on that list ahead of me. But one of my guys, Michael, I literally, in college, I wanted to be a complete corner.
Right.
Have the ability to hit as well as cover. So I didn't have, in the league at that time, one solid guy. At that time, many people forget Ronnie was playing cornerback before he transitioned to safety. So he was the hardest hitting cornerback at that time. And the cover guy that was more of my size, 5'10", 190, was Frank Minifield. So get this, believe it or not, I had a T-shirt spray painted on the back, Mini Lott, that I would wear walking around Southern campus, because I'm big on begin with the end in mind, where I had a picture of what I wanted to be, and Mini Lott was who I morphed into. And today, when I see fans, most times they tell me, you were a complete corner.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, probably, what, top five interceptions, if not top? I mean, you've got to be close.
Very close to it, yes.
Yeah. I mean, just absolutely, and you know, just an absolutely feared hitter, because you're right. And back in the day, for better and worse, when you can actually hit instead of now we have to, it's almost flag football or a modified two-hand touch.
I don't know about that. The game has evolved and has had to, as you know.
Right.
Some of the rules, because I'm involved with how some of these decisions are made. I learned on Harrell Park youth football, Odell Beckham played there, Odell Beckham Jr. Leonard Fournette played there. Who else? The safety, who am I thinking about? Ed Reed played there. I learned at Harrell Park that the head was never a part of the tackle.
Right.
So I never dealt with concussions. Obviously, they're inherent risk in playing a game. But I want to mitigate these potential exposure to concussions. So one of the goals for the rule changes has been to get the head out the game.
Which is good. I mean, it's a good
sure.
for everything.
Sure.
So tell me a little bit about the work you're doing now. I mean, you've been retired for a while. Tell me a little bit about the work you're doing with you and your family in St. Louis.
Well, my wife and I, we founded a church, the Spirit Church, started in our basement, first congregation with my four children. And when they listen to you, that's probably a good sign.
Right, right.
Maybe somebody else might listen to you. And just this wonderful ministry. We've been doing work in the community. When everything happened with in Ferguson, Missouri, with Officer Darren Wilson and Michael Brown, the mayor, Mayor Knowles, who was the mayor of Ferguson at that time, the day it happened, I was inducted into the same year, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, 2014. We were coming back from New Orleans, back to St. Louis. The mayor called me, who I barely knew, and he said, maybe a couple hours after that incident, he says, when you get back to town, I may need your help because something catastrophic has happened here. And then he told me what happened. And I said, Mayor, why do you think this is going to be so catastrophic? We've had incidents with law enforcement and community, and tragedies happen as it relates to someone being killed, so to speak. But he knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that this was going to be different. So having the gold jacket and David Baker, I also shout out to David Baker, the president of Pro Football Hall of Fame. When we were inducted and had the first meeting in New York, that was the Super Bowl with Seattle and Denver, when Seattle blew Denver out.
Right.
We got inducted that Saturday. That Monday, I think, we had a meeting. And I'll never forget, David Baker is probably one of the biggest human beings I've ever seen in my life. But he had a vision for the Hall of Fame. And part of what he said to our induction class, he said to us, a lot of time guys get inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame and it becomes a memorial. I want you guys to know you're going to do just as much or more as a result of being in the Pro Football Hall of Fame because of this gold jacket. It would be a key, as Darrell Green, my fellow Hall of Famer, says, it would be a key to help bring solutions and growth and change in the areas of influence you've been called to influence. And that's what's happened in Ferguson.
And you have a voice that most people don't get to hear.
Correct.
So last, as we'll kind of wrap up today's show, you know, I know you kind of grew up in New Orleans, you're St. Louis, so gumbo, ribs, what do we think?
Well, it started out in New Orleans and then going to Phoenix and then now over to St. Louis. But New Orleans is home. I literally sold popcorn, peanuts, and Cokes in the Dome. Everywhere I go, I look for authentic gumbo, right? I do know when people say they have gumbo, it's probably not what I'm used to, right? So I don't have those expectations outside of New Orleans, even though at Mobile last week when I mentored some of the Senior Bowl guys, I did find it at Wenzel's there, and I've also had it at Felix, two restaurants that's very close and similar to New Orleans. But the food outside New Orleans is not comparable. So having those memories of great food, but also in St. Louis, Phoenix, great people, that's what makes life so rewarding.
Well, it's always the people. Aeneas, thank you so much for joining us today.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.